It's harness racing's biggest race, the Inter Dominion, and night two will be conducted tonight at Bathurst as the series heads to regional New South Wales. Of course, Bathurst is such a proud area when it comes to harness racing. The Turnbulls, one of the most famous families in harness racing, of course. They're based at Bathurst. The great late JD Turnbull was based at Bathurst. Hondo Grattan was his superstar horse. Steve Turnbull had Smooth Satin. And, of course, Amanda Turnbull, who's one of the biggest stars in the sport of harness racing, also hails from Bathurst. But Greg Sugars will be heading there tonight, especially with his star pacer, along with his wife Jess Tubbs's pacer in Triple Eight. He'll be going around in heat number four, which is race number five of the Tab Inter Dominion Pacing Series. And Greg joins us now live from Menangle, I would imagine, or just outside of Menangle. G'day, Greg.
G'day, Gareth.
You enjoying your working holiday, mate?
Yeah, so far so good. Horses raced really well first night of heats and that, so I was pretty happy with that. A bit more relieved than anything we've come this far, so yeah, can't complain.
Do you think with those Victorian horses as well in both the paces and the trotting gates that they will appreciate that experience, especially at Menangle ahead of the final on Saturday week? Because to me, sometimes it takes some of the horses anyway a little while just to get used to Menangle, because it's such a bigger track and that straight seems to go forever for some of them.
Yeah, that's right. You talk all the locals up here, they all seem to think that's the case, that whatever they do at their first look at the track, they seem to nearly always improve on for the experience. So that's really pleasing for our horses. We've had a bit of luck. We haven't raced that many horses up here in recent years, but when we have come up here, we've sort of, our horses seem to perform quite well when they've just come up for one run. So, yeah, the fact that we're here a little bit longer this time, and that's what the locals reckon seems to be the case, that that holds our horses in good stead moving forward.
Triple Eight gets Barry number one in race number five. It's a wonderful draw for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably, you know, nearly the most important race of the series, I think, to draw well, being a smaller track than Menangle and only the short trip that, during the car park in this heat wouldn't have been ideal. So pretty fortunate we've come up with a terrific draw, and we're just going to make use of it.
His gate speed, Greg, how quick is he? Because he hasn't had a draw really for a long time where he can use his gate speed.
No, that's right. He's drawn, you know, bad pretty much his whole time we've had him, except for his very first run here, which was in the Hunter Cup. He drew the pole that night and came out quite good. I was never bustled, and the front row basically came out as one until I grabbed hold and let Arthur Orlando go that night. So, look, he's not a horse that has brilliant gate speed that he can, use it from out wide and cross horses. He's not quick enough to do that, but he's certainly quick enough to hold his spot. So I think it takes quite a fast beginner to get past him, that's for sure.
What would you do tonight then? Do you just weigh it up, or would you hand up to a Mac Da Vinci or an expensive Ego if they come pretty quickly?
Really happy with the way the horse is, and I've got no excuses for him at the moment. So pre-race plan is, if we happen to be the leader going into the first turn, I'll be more than happy to stay there and give him his chance. Like I said, he's relied on luck most of his recent starts, and we've sort of driven him that way on purpose, just looking after him, for this sort of series and for when it really counts. So I think tonight, given the fact that he's got a lot of things in his favour on paper, at least anyway, and the fact he seems to be in really good order, I think tonight's his chance to stand up and be counted.
Are you confident that he can win tonight then over the short trip if he's in front?
Look, I think he'll give him a real good shake if it turns out to be that way. Look, he hasn't had a lot of mile experience throughout his whole career, really, in New Zealand. I don't think he ever ran over the short trip, really, just the way their racing is structured. But his couple of goes he's had here have been really, really impressive, and he's ran really strong miles. Of course, won a Group 1 at Bendigo there a couple of starts back. So, look, Expensive Ego is clearly the horse to beat, and he was just ultra-impressive on the weekend. So, look, it'll be hard to beat him no matter how the race unfolds, I would think. But I think, things look like they're in our favour on paper at least. So, we're a good chance.
That's exciting. What about Mac Dan? Were you happy with his effort first up there in the Inter-Dominion heat there over the middle trip at Benangle?
Yeah, I under the circumstances, I think he ran quite well. Had to make a mid-race move when they were only sort of going steady through the middle stages, and obviously they got home in very fast sectionals late. And I thought he fought on quite well, and it was really mainly the inside runners that were the ones that beat us home, and you know they were quite handy horses as it was, and they had softer trips. So I think he looks like he can get a pretty good run through at the start from two on the second row. So. He'll need to lob quite handy, I think, to say he can figure in the major end of the money. But, having that run under his belt will do him well to good.
What about the old boy, Murray Law? He seemed to get lost a little bit there off the back at Menangle. Then all of a sudden he got going in the latter stages of his heat, Greg. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah, very interesting sort of run. The back straight into the turn when the speed went on at, you know, approximately 500 or 600 metres to go. He laboured and struggled a little bit, and I thought, wow, it's going to be a long way up the straight. But to horse's credit, once he straightened up, he knuckled down and hit the line probably better than anything in the race. And going through the sectional times released at Menangle the next day, like I think he ran home faster than anything in the series or close enough to it. So. Certainly nothing wrong with his run, but it was a little bit of concern that he didn't handle that change in speed as they approached that last turn. So, unfortunately, he hasn't fared very well for the barrier draw for the short course. So, he's more of a stayer. So, hopefully we can get through and get into the money because if he happens to make his way into the final, I think he's a red-hot chance over the long, long trip.
Well, that's a good sign because I didn't mind him at the price before the series. And, if he can sneak into the final, then I think, I agree with you. He's going to be not far away over the 3,000 metres at Menangle. And then you've picked up the drive, of course, throughout the series on Kai Valley Chief for Brett Lilly. And didn't he hit the line strongly in his heat there on Saturday night?
Yeah, he had a lovely trip, lovely soft trip, and hit the line powerfully. So it was great to see him back to probably somewhere near his best. We know that when he was on song, you know, a couple of months back, he's a very very powerful sort of sit sprinter when everything goes his way. So, really pleasing that he's back on track. So, drawn, you know, just middle of the row over the short trip here and just with a lot of speed to our inside, not exactly sure, and to our outside, really, not really sure where we're going to end up. But he needs a few favours. There's no doubt about that, but if somehow I can get him a good trip and he can just be safe for one run again like he was on the weekend, then there's no reason to think he won't be in the money, but he needs everything to go his way.
Greg, I was a little bit apprehensive heading towards the Inter-Dominion this time around, especially with some of the better horses in the country or around Australasia not being able to get here because of different circumstances, mainly COVID. But there's something special about an Inter-Dominion series. It wasn't long before I was well and truly into the series and the storyline started to unfold and the drama from horses trying to qualify in each and every heat. Then there'd be a pacer at a big price jump out of the ground and you think, well, maybe they could beat King of Swing over 3,000 metres at Menangle. It's regardless of who's competing, what I'm trying to say, there's something special about an Inter-Dominion series. Did you find that on Saturday night?
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more there, Gareth. Ever since I was a little kid and first paid any attention to any serious racing, the Inter-Dominion's like always been the pinnacle for me. And I've been lucky enough to be a part of, you know, quite a few series now throughout my career, and to have a horse that Jess and I train that's actually a live chance or a good competitive chance in a series is just the dream come true, really, for us. So there's no doubt about it that it probably lacked a bit of luster maybe in the weeks leading up to this series, and you know, copped a bit of flack that it probably wasn't as strong a series on paper as what it has been in years gone by, but still, when you're actually here and the racing started the series, it does create a lot of interest and a bit of excitement around the track when you're there. So It's unique to our sport. This sort of series is quite grueling and demanding on horses and trainers to have them, you know, in peak condition right throughout the fortnight of the carnival. And it's certainly wonderful to be a part of. So I feel very privileged to be a part of it with one that's a real chance for sure.
And there's so many terrific storylines, but Father Glasheen, was given a share in Triple Eight from a few of his friends in Bacchus Marsh, and he baptised their kids. He married most of the people who gave him that share in Triple Eight, Shatter Nixon and his mates. It's just a terrific story, really. Father Glasheen said he's been to 40-odd Inter-Dominions, and the first time he's ever had an ownership in an Inter-Dominion runner was with Triple Eight back in that Inter-Dominion in New Zealand a couple of years back, just to see his enjoyment and what it means to him is what this sport's all about, Greg. And you're a wonderful ambassador, mate. I wish you the best of luck, especially with Triple Eight. Yourself and Jess have done a wonderful job with him. So we'll see you at Bathurst tonight, mate. Safe trip.
Thanks a lot, Gareth.